Forecast becoming sunny today with high temperatures in the low 40s and then the storm, the next nor'easter. So let's speak now to WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, who joins us via Skype this morning. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Bob.
So tell us what to expect.
The problems begin during tomorrow. So when you get up tomorrow morning about this time, I suspect we'll see some snow showers, maybe some rain showers on radar. They'll be light. And I think schools could probably go in tomorrow because most of the precipitation is really going to move in during the afternoon hours. So the morning commute shouldn't really be much of a problem. The snow will start to ramp up tomorrow afternoon. However, along the coastline, this is going to be a rain-snow line issue. So right now from Cape Ann down through the city of Boston and most of the South Shore, it should be raining through much of tomorrow afternoon. And I'm not looking for any accumulation. As you get west to the 95-128 area and then further west to 495, that's where that snow will be and will also be heaviest. As we go through the evening tomorrow, Bob, that's where the rain snow line is going to start to move towards the east, and that's where Boston will start to get its accumulation. So the question is how much rain falls at the front part of the storm and how much snow falls at the back part of the storm? The accumulation map is very tight. In other words, we're going to go from just a couple of inches all the way to a foot, probably in about 50 miles. So a slight shift changes all of that. So in Boston, I'm thinking 2 to 5 inches of snow, quickly ramping up 3 to 6, 4 to 8, and eventually 6 to 12 as you get to the 495 belt north into southern New Hampshire, 12 to 18 inches.
All right. So when does it taper down and when does it come to an end?
So when we get up Thursday morning, so let's go ahead about 48 hours from now, I think we'll see the back edge of the snow moving through the area, and it will be tapering off. The crews will have had a chance to kind of get on top of things overnight Wednesday night. So the Thursday morning commute is going to be slow, especially coming in from the west and down from the north. It shouldn't be too bad, actually, coming up from the Cape and the islands.
All right, so Thursday morning's commute will be tough. I neglected to ask about the Wednesday night commute.
Yeah, the Wednesday night commute is going to be tough. Especially from probably just west of the city all the way north. That's going to be the toughest commute. I think if I had to pick which is the worst, it's probably Wednesday. The other thing just to mention is that because of the heavy, wet nature of the snow and high winds, we are going to look at power outages, especially where we go over that 6-inch snowfall amount. In terms of coastal flooding, minor, perhaps moderate, but nothing at all like we saw at the coastline late last week.
All right, WBUR's Dave Epstein. Thanks a lot. We'll be speaking with you a lot between today and tomorrow. Thank you again.
You're welcome.